should the British government apologize to computer science pioneer Alan Turing? This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. The year's top prize in computer science bears Alan Turing's name. A recognized genius in mathematics, cryptography, and computer science, Turing cracked German naval code in World War II and is thought to be the father of modern computer science. He contributed greatly to the field of artificial intelligence. The Turing test proposed a way to determine if a machine could achieve consciousness. Despite his achievements, he was treated poorly in his home country of Great Britain, which prosecuted him for homosexual acts, which were illegal at the time. The treatment likely led to his suicide in 1954 at the age of 41. John Graham Cumming, a British computer programmer, believes Turing is owed an apology. He campaigned successfully to get the office of the Prime Minister to host a petition on its website. Graham Cumming says people in his country need to know more about Turing's amazing career.
Alan Turing, who was a war hero, a genius, the real founder of computer science worldwide, was being ignored in Britain. And I think part of that is the manner of his death, that he committed suicide not long after having been prosecuted. And I really felt that what was necessary was to get Alan Turing's name on everybody's lips and have people talk about him, speaking about him. And I thought the best way was to ask number 10 Downing Street to put a petition up on their website, as anyone in Britain can, and see whether I could get support. And so far, about 1,000 people have signed.
Turing seems to be a revered figure in computer history. The year's top computer science award is named after him. If part of these efforts that you're making, this petition, are about getting people to rethink a man and his career, it doesn't seem like he really needs any help in that regard.
I think his reputation in the U.S. is definitely the right one. But in Britain, up until very recently, Turing has largely been unrecognized. He was recognized during his lifetime, but then shortly after that, he was prosecuted and died. And I felt that in Britain, he wasn't recognized as highly as he should be.
Why is the act of an official apology important?
I think what's needed is a recognition of Alan Turing, and that I think that a recognition of the way in which he died is important. And so if you look at recent history, there are a number of governments that have apologized for past acts. And I think Turing is a prime example of how prejudice ended the life of someone who was absolutely vital to Britain. And so I think the only way really to do that is an apology or, alternatively, some memorial given by the government that would put Turing in his place amongst the Great Britons.
Why is it, do you think, he's not as well known in Britain as he should be?
During his lifetime, of course, what he had done in the war was a secret, and so we didn't hear about that until at least in the 1980s. He was also a mathematician, which is not in Britain a job which is highly prized. And I think the last thing is the computer industry, of course, really took off in the United States, and so we hear more about Turing there. And it's tragic that he appears fairly low down on any list of Great Britons, because I believe him really to be one of the top probably 10 Great Britons.
John Graham Cumming is a computer programmer and author of a book that came out this spring called The Geek Atlas. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.